Follow the Money Weekly presents your precious metals market update. Here's Tom Cloud.
This is Tom Cloud with this week's precious metals market update. There are several things that we've talked about the last few weeks that I want to reiterate today as we end the year, having the first down year in gold in 13 years. Silver's had, I think this is their third down year over the 13 years. But even with the down year, we still feel like we're in a bull market. Several things to watch coming out of the gates in 2014 is, number one, the bond yield is now right at 3% on the 10-year bond, and that could signal some people beginning to get out of the market. Of course, what has happened for gold historically has been the lower the bond rate, money's been in gold and bonds and out of the stock market. But now, with the interest rate up, it's kept the dollar strong, and it's taken its toll on gold in 2013. But it's going to be key to watch the bond market, because if the interest rates go much higher, then you'll start seeing people break out of the bonds and go to either cash, or certainly gold will get part of it. Another thing we have to watch is the stock market that is very interesting after having a 20% plus jump this year while gold was going down 20% plus. It's going to be interesting to see the follow-up. But now, after the 13 years of this gold bull market, where gold's gone from 256 up to 1,200 area, the stock market's gone from 15,700 to 16,200, about a gain of 2 or 3% over the 13-year period. So this will be a crucial year, but this is also the year we think of geopolitics. And before I hit that, I want to talk about the Tier 1 investment. We've done shows on the past as we watched the World Bank and IMF, and everybody finally agreed that gold had to be valued at market and not at 50% of market, because its safety had proven over and over for 12 straight years. So this, at the end of this week, we'll be in 2014, and we will see gold as a Tier 1 investment. Now, I don't expect central banks to go out and start buying immediately, but in two shows in the past month, I've talked about China getting in the industrial and commercial market, which is very powerful because many central banks will deal with them directly and not with sources in the West, but sources that are in the East. And this could be very large as Germany and Switzerland and other central banks take a heavier percentage back into gold as China continues to do the same. So this Tier 1 investment thing is important. You may not see much results in the first month or two, but by the third quarter, or the end of the third quarter, we're hearing it could be tremendous demand as a lot of big orders are already being shopped. But to get into the geopolitics, there's so much you can talk about, but what we once again try to do is just use our common sense and look at, first of all, what's going on in Japan. We've seen Japan come in under Abe, and he's just continued to print money, and his money supply this year is up over 85%, and they continue to have serious problems, and they're building up the military, which is worrying South Korea and China, and of course a flare-up in Asia, which we would probably back to Japan. It could be financial problems with the U.S. and China, and it could have huge financial implications, actually. So we've got to watch this. Then you've seen Gerald Celente, the top trend analyst in the world the past 25 years, says 2014 will be the worst social unrest in a year, and he is looking for, he calls it an unholy mess. And we're certainly seeing in Thailand serious issues. The people are trying to overthrow the government. We're also seeing Turkey's very distressing, the situation that's developed there. And we're seeing this all over the world. And the eastern part of the world just continues to buy physical metals while American investors are selling them, and those metals are getting transported out of the U.S. But what I can tell you unassuredly, I can't tell you when this will turn around, because from a technical standpoint, gold and silver both still look weak on the charts. Now, I'm not talking about big downside risk, but I'm not talking about any big jumps right away either. I see gold and silver needing to build slowly their foundation back over the next few months to get a all-out buy signal from the technical people. But on the fundamental side, where these issues we've talked about today and we talk about, I can tell you unequivocally that I tried to shop a few million dollar silver deal in the last 6 days, and it was very specific what they wanted. And you would think it's a multi-billion dollar market, you could just go out there and get it. But as you know, when you do a COMEX silver bar, there's about six different brands that can be used. But the original two were Engelhard and Johnson Matthey. And this particular order was asking me to source these two and only these two. Engelhard bars they don't even make anymore, but Johnson Matthey's they do. But I can tell you I never could get the deal wrapped up. They wanted too much time to get the silver. The clients weren't willing to wait on it, and they'll probably come back next week and try again. But we're not talking about tens of millions of dollars here. So just watch the silver market and the gold market as the central banks, in addition to China, start buying heavy in the middle of the year, third quarter of the year. I don't think they'll be buying heavily in the first two quarters out there. At least that's what my information is telling me. And then the last thing to reiterate is if the stock market does get overbought and takes a 5% drop or more, you're going to see the same money that sold out of gold and moved back to stock turn around and go back the other way. And that's going to be a very important one, because many people feel that's where most of the money has exited from, was the gold market that went to the stock market, beside what's going on with the quantitative easing. And once again, the cutback of $10 billion is nothing on a scale of the amount of money they're printing that continues to boost the stock market. And if we do get a downturn in the stock market, they'll probably have to go back up on the quantitative easing. So hopefully, as we go into the new year, we'll go back to expecting profits on our gold and silver after the one sharp down year we've had in 2013. And like I said, I think this will build throughout the year, and by the time we get to the third quarter, that time of September, really August, September, October, and there, we're hearing there's going to be tremendous shortages of all metals, and could even happen sooner based on what we've talked about today. I wish each one of you a happy new year and a prosperous new year, and if you need me, you can reach me at 800-247-2812 if you have any questions. And if you're not on email blast, I'd really advise you to get on. It's free and it's confidential. We don't share it with anybody, because I do think there'll be a lot of interesting things coming out early in 2014 that you'll want to know about. With this week's Precious Metals Market Update, this is Tom Cloud signing out.